Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination on 101.9 Chai FM. How are you? How is your day treating you? I do hope well. And I just am so grateful for such a beautiful song to start the show. Thank you, Craig. Of course, Robbie Williams with Angel, because it is so apt. Because, you know, we're paying tribute, part of the show, we're paying tribute to a young angel by the name of Charisse Attie, who at the age of 9 transitioned and passed on the 3rd of March. And she has been, you know, we've chatted to her mom, Ottie, on the show. Oh, the DL Link have organized extraordinary, amazing things for Charisse. So we're going to be chatting to a group of people who, when she passed a week before the August, they had already decided to write the August, in her name. And we're going to be having a word with Delon Ryan, who did that. And, of course, William Abrams. Remember, we spoke about that beautiful surprise when a gorgeous teddy bear. She loved pink and teddy bears. You know, it was hand-delivered. So we just have the energy, and in our hearts we hold the memory of beautiful 9-year-old Charisse Attie. And that really is who we're going to be thinking of, and others, of course, on this show today. So a week ago, last Friday, of course, was the Jerusalem Marathon, the 8th of March. We had such an extraordinary show last week with those who were taking to the streets to run in the name of cancer warriors who had passed. And just the grit, the resilience that in spite of what is going on in the world, in spite of war, loss, knowing these hostages are being held captive, and in spite of all of that, that life is about living, honoring, remembering, rising, and continuing, and being the light in the world. So we have, we're very excited to have Akiva Myers on the show. Akiva was there. He ran the 10 kilometers. He's also been a great asset to the DL Link with collecting and organizing and delivering race packs. And he's just been extraordinary. So we have Akiva, on the show to share some stories about Israel and the Jerusalem Marathon. Akiva, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's a great honor to be on your show.
Listen, I wanted to say, for someone who ran 10 kilometers, you're sounding extremely energetic. Are you back? Are you still there?
Yes, I actually live in Israel. I live in Jerusalem. I actually live on one of the streets that the 21.1 kilometer and the 42.2 kilometers went on. So I woke up on Friday morning to seeing runners run past me, music, and a great vibe. And basically, it was on the 2nd of March that I decided, you know what, I want to run the Jerusalem Marathon and I want to run with an organization. Originally, I was going to just run by myself. I was going to just do it for the fun of it. But I thought, why not just make the most of it and join into an organization? So the first organization that came to my mind was the DL Link. And I contacted Michelle. And within, like, I think 24 hours, I was part of the team. I was getting a shirt sent from South Africa. I was getting bracelets sent, because basically, the DL Link had organized shirts with cancer warriors' names to be put on the back. And they also organized bracelets that would have cancer warriors' names on the actual bracelet. And so within like a few days, I was already part of the team. My shirt was being delivered to Israel, and I was made part of the logistics team to organize the shirts, to make sure that they get to the fellow runners. This was all really, really late. This was all organized really, really late. But the DL Link managed to put it all together. I think we had about 20 runners in the end. And basically, when I got the bracelet, just a nice story on the side, one of the bracelets that fell out was Mark Finkelstein's, his bracelet that fell out onto my lap. And I didn't really know that his bracelet was part of the pack. So I said to Tammy, oh my gosh, this is Mark Finkelstein's bracelet. I would love to wear it if no one else is wearing it. And she said to me, of course, that would be a great honor for you to wear it. And we're very close family friends with the Finkelsteins. And it was a true honor to wear his bracelet throughout the Jerusalem Marathon.
Wow, Akiva, that is, just hang on. I mean, that's an incredible story. So you know the family.
Yeah.
In a moment, I want to ask what the link is with the DL link. So you know the family, but did you know who you were running for?
No, so at that point, I was getting all the bracelets and I was going to give them to all the different runners. I didn't know exactly what run I was going to run for. I had my late mother's bracelet on my one wrist, but I wanted another bracelet on my other wrist. And this all just happened, you know, Menashe mine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, we hear these stories all the time, Akiva, and this is what makes this race so extraordinary. And also the other events that the DL Link puts together, there's always something magical, something so much higher, something way beyond our understanding that seems to unfold miraculously time and time again. What a story. So tell us what the link is that, I mean, you got involved so quickly and that you assisted them so greatly with collecting and organizing and delivering and whatnoting.
So originally back in 2017, I was on my gap year and I decided that I want to run with the DL Link, and I actually got all my friends to run with the DL Link. So this year I decided that I want to run again and I want to make something of it. I mean, you know, I was going to, again, like I said before, I was going to just run on my own, do my own thing. But then I thought, why not try and join an organization? And the DL Link was the organization that I joined. And when I say I started on the 2nd of March, that's when I phoned Michelle originally. And by the 3rd or the 4th, I'd already raised money. There were people donating, people were getting involved. It was truly remarkable. I had a target that I had to hit for the DL Link, and I actually happened to hit it within a few hours. And then I got another target that I wanted to hit, and I got to that target within, like, I think 24 hours. So I raised it again, and I kept having to raise it. It was a bit of a joke with Tammy. But it just shows how amazing the South African community is. They all get together, they back the DL Link, they back fundraising, and it was just honestly a privilege to run with the DL Link, raise money for the DL Link, and it was just amazing.
Wow! So let's talk about this race. Had you been training at all? I mean, this, as you said, was a last minute decision. 10 kilometers is no walk in the park. So how did you prepare in like 5 days?
So I did run a little bit before. I do run here and there, but there's something about the Jerusalem Marathon that I haven't experienced I've done other 10Ks before, but there's something it's just running in the holiest city in the world. It's running in Jerusalem. It's running with other fellow Jews. I was representing an organization. I had warriors on my bracelet. There's something about the whole day itself that pushes you through. I mean, 10 kilometers didn't really feel that hard and that long. It was just so fun, and there was music and the vibe. And obviously we're going through such a difficult time, you know, like we said, with the hostages and the fallen soldiers. But most people, 95% of the runners, were representing either a fallen soldier or a hostage or an organization. Everyone was there to make something better of themselves. And that just kind of pushes you through on the day.
Wow. And how has it been, Akiva, living in Israel during this time, being in Jerusalem, you know, from the 7th of October, the everything that has happened since then, and then, you know, the culminating, and it's not culminating, but for you, the experience of then running through the streets. You talk about people coming together and running purposefully and for fallen soldiers and hostages. But for you, your personal experience, how are you dealing with all of it? What's it like?
So it's actually very similar to what the DL Link deals with. I mean, all these cancer warriors, they wake up every single day and they can decide, am I going to have a good day? Am I going to make a positive impact on the world, or am I going to be upset and I'm not going to be able to manage my day? And I think that's kind of how the country has managed on a day-to-day basis. They've woken up and they've tried their best to be the best version of themselves. The country's done a lot since the war, and they're trying to carry on doing a lot and doing good. And obviously returning the hostages, getting back the hostages. And every person is just trying to do as best as they possibly can every day. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to wake up and do my little bit, trying to be the best version of myself I can be. And that's all you can do.
Yeah, absolutely, Akiva. So the last question, I know that your sisters, Ashira and Aura, have volunteered for the DL Link. You had this amazing experience and you ran for the 10 kilometers. What's in store for you?
So moving forward, obviously I want to keep working with the DL Link from Israel. I actually see now on the internet that registration for the Jerusalem Marathon has already opened up for 2025. It's going to be on the 21st of March, 2025. So, and we put, please God, going to have a big team of DL Link runners. And I would love to work with the DL Link next year and make it a big group of runners. And if everybody can start training now, then we can make this happen.
Oh, amazing, Akiva. Listen, don't go anywhere. I've got Tammy because we always love to have a debrief from the DL Link's perspective. But before Tammy does come on, I just want to say, Akiva, you know, just amazing having you on the show last minute, that you pulled so much together, that you had this experience, as you said, with the bracelet and Mark, and just doing what you did and great supporting the DL Link going way beyond. So it's so appreciated. Thank you so much. So stay where you are. Tam, are you there? Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Nick. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
There. Yeah.
Thanks to Kevin and all our runners.
So, Tams, what is the feedback that you've got? Tell us about the Jerusalem Marathon.
Yeah, so I have to say I have major FOMO. I've had amazing feedback while I've been sitting here in South Africa organizing the team. We've just had incredible feedback from the runners, as Akiva just explained. And apparently one of the runners told me that this was the biggest year Jerusalem Marathon has ever had in general, which I thought was phenomenal with everything going on.
So...
As you know, like I said last week, we were a bit despondent this year about, like, were we going to have a team? Would people want to go? And in the end, it really all just came together and all our runners were so dedicated and just always, like usual, ran with heart and soul for our warriors.
It does always, Tams, as you say, during these dark times, that everyone, I mean, Akiva was saying, and I think that I really want to focus on it. He says, I want to be the best version of myself. And this is kind of, you know, this is what it is. And it's a beautiful thing. And probably that's why it was the biggest Jerusalem Marathon, because each person was running for a purpose and a bigger purpose, you know, being the very best version. This idea that we can be a light in the world in this dark. It's just unbelievable, Tam.
Incredible. And seeing the videos and the pictures and just seeing the solidarity people were showing. And actually, there's always this vibe in Jerusalem. And the feedback we always get is that, because Jerusalem's actually a very tough marathon, you know, the hills, and it's tough. And the feedback we always get is that the vibe just carries you. There's just nothing like it. And from our perspective, from DL Link, I just want to thank our two major sponsors from this year, who were VAT RT and Bennett's. And like we mentioned last week, that we had done the whole run for VAT RT in memory of Miriam Moore, who was very instrumental last year in bringing them on as our major sponsors.
Carry on, Tim.
And one more thing, when Akiva mentioned about the bracelets, basically what we did is that because we were going to have a small group running and wearing T-shirts and that, we got another huge group in Israel of students who are there in their gap year to each run with a bracelet with a name of a warrior. And every single bracelet was engraved with the warrior's name. And then we gave the same matching bracelet to the warriors and their families in South Africa, which were all delivered. We made 278 bracelets, which were delivered 3 days before the marathon.
Wow. So that's how did you do that so quickly? Wow, Tim. Amazing.
Just had amazing feedback. And I also just want to thank Andy Myers, who came up with, you know, this spark of an idea and then said she'll also sponsor it and everything. And we had such amazing feedback from our warriors. Like, the one said how meaningful it is, and he ran in the park run on Sunday with it. And just it really meant something to them, because they knew that on that day there's somebody running and praying and keeping them in mind.
And Tam, I mean, you heard what happened with Akiva and the bracelet. I mean, wasn't that just amazing?
Yeah, that was literally incredible. I've repeated that story so many times. We just had such amazing feedback between the warriors and the runners, and we just want to thank everyone because without events like this and the runners and the donors and the people who come together to do it, we can't obviously continue our work at DL Link.
Yeah, absolutely, Tams. And Akiva said that already that you can start registering for Jerusalem Marathon 2025.
Yeah, I'm so glad that Akiva's the one who put it out there. I'm usually the one pressuring everyone. So
listen, and you also heard him. Yeah, but you heard him volunteer as well. I mean, if Michelle was listening, she would have jumped on that. Akiva, we've got you down for lots of help with the preparation.
Yes, I'm in.
We've already spoken about this off air, Nick. Akiva is part of it now. And just to actually thank Akiva, because he literally came on at the last minute because we needed someone in Israel to organize the logistics once this team had suddenly come together. And it was all very last minute. We literally got T-shirts made in like 2 days for people. So just want to thank him for that and just for representing our whole group of runners.
Yeah. Well, you stay there, Tam. Akiva, thank you. Thank you so much, really. And thanks for joining us. And we'll be chatting again very soon, I'm sure, building up and continuing with this amazing race. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tam, we are going to be moving on. I mean, we had the Jerusalem Marathon last Friday, incredible feedback. And of course, the August was on Sunday. In just a moment, I'm going to be chatting to Delon Ryan, who's the CEO of MDS Co-Livery. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. And really, it's all about Charisse Atti. And we had Charisse's mom, I think it was in September last year, on the show. Otti is her name. And Charisse was 9 and she passed. Maybe you can just give us, before we do speak to Delon, maybe you can just tell us what the link was between the DL Link and Charisse.
So I'm going to just start off about the August, which was this last Sunday. And we usually don't have an actual team in the Argus. We've got a lot of events going on at the same time. And I got a call from Delon and said, we'd love to ride with DL Link. We're doing the Argus anyway, and we know that you do 94.7, and can we do it? So he said there's 5 of them that want to ride, and they would like to ride in honor of Charisse for her recovery, our little 9-year-old warrior. And we said, amazing. We got these shirts made within 4 days. And thanks to MDS Co-Livery, they were collected and couriered and delivered to Cape Town to the guys. And they rode the Argus. Unfortunately, a few days before the Argus, Charisse passed away, a little 9-year-old warrior. And so they landed up riding in her memory, which for us at DL Link, obviously, is very sad. She was our little 9-year-old warrior who we've been in touch with for a very long time. But obviously, I just want to give a huge thank you to MDS Co-Livery because this gives the family so much strength and, hopefully a little bit of comfort that we can. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm quite emotional, obviously, talking about this.
Yeah.
But, now I want to backtrack and just explain how this came about. So I just have to give a massive thank you again to MDS Co-Livery because they do all of DL Link's couriering free of charge through the year to anyone we need. So as you know, we don't only service people in Johannesburg, we service people all around South Africa. And if we ever need to send a package and whatever it is, we literally call them in the morning, they're there that day, package is there the next day, sometimes even that day. And no charge, and they just do this out of the goodness of their hearts. So last year, we wanted to send a package to Charisse, and what actually happened was that we had given the address, and unbeknown to us, she had moved. So when Michelle, who runs the organization, called the manager, Delon, I think she called you or the people in Cape Town, but said that she had moved. Can we please redirect it and explain the story? Now listen to this, Nick, because this doesn't happen often. And these people are not just sponsors of Dear Link, they're actually angels.
Mm.
What transpired is they then sent us a video without us knowing that William, who's on this call, is the head of the fleet in Cape Town. All of their drivers in Cape Town got together, put their own money in a pot, and went and bought Charisse this beautiful little teddy bear, which they then delivered to her house, the entire Cape Town fleet. So every single MDS delivery truck landed up at her house and handed her this teddy bear. We've got beautiful videos of this. And you should have just seen her face. She was literally glowing. And that's what we say at DL Link. Although we can't predict the outcome and it's not in our hands, it's these little things that can touch the family or touch the warrior at that time that we can make a difference with at DL Link. Like one of our warriors once said, that DL Link doesn't show you that there's life after cancer. They show you that there's life during cancer.
Sure. Wow. And that's these profound.
Amazing sponsors and people like MDS Colibri who come on board and literally help us to make this happen. So what we did now with the ride is that when we made them their riding shirts, we actually made a tiny little one to fit on a teddy bear. And we asked them to please take it. And this was all done out of their own accord, these MDS Colibri amazing guys. They went and rode up and down her Charisse's road on the day before the Argus just to honor her. And then when I was speaking to Delon and said, you know, you're on your way back, did you get the little package for Charisse to deliver her shirt with the teddy bear? And he said, our Cape Town team is going to deliver it to her mom with a bunch of flowers.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is just the angels we are surrounded by who help us continue our work. And just to end off, I just want to wish, you know, we just want to give a huge tribute to our little nine-year-old Charisse and wish her mom, Artie, and the whole family all the strength and the comfort that they need during this time.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Tam. Thank you for that. Not easy. Not easy. Not easy. Tams, we'll chat again soon. Go well. And thank you for that. We have Delon Ryan, who is the CEO of MDS Colibri, one of the angels. Delon, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having us. Certainly not easy to follow Tammy after that without getting a bit choked up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, most people who are listening are feeling the same way, this young Charisse Attie. But wow, what an impact you and your team have made. So the fact that you're this proud career partner for the DL Link and that you played such an active role in bringing so much light and joy to Charisse's life and light and joy to her mom and her brother, for the Argus after she had passed and riding up and down. I mean, it is just incredible. It is so hearing that Charisse has passed. So tell us, Delon, what was it like? What was the Argus like?
Well, it was certainly a challenging race for anybody who's based in Cape Town. A lot of challenges. The wind was howling. But I think what kept us going, Tammy also in the packs that they put together for us, they had this bracelet made with Charisse's name on our arms. And every corner we took, battling the wind, battling up Chapman's Peak, I think we all just looked down onto our right arms and realized or remembered who we were doing this for. And undoubtedly, you know, she rode alongside every single one of us and gave us the courage and the strength to complete this race, you know. So myself, Bruce Tantu, Jordan Mitchell and AJ DeVette, all completed the race, all in good time. And it just felt so good crossing that finishing line, you know, knowing that we've done this in memory of Charisse. The sad part for us was that a week before the race, she actually sadly passed away. Yeah. But still, nonetheless, you know, in her memory and that her spirit and her joy and that infectious laughter that she had will continue forever, you know.
Oh, tell us, Dylan, because I know, and we're going to be chatting to William just now, who is the MDS operations manager, the Cape Town branch, who went and delivered the bear. Did you meet Charisse? I mean, did you have any interaction with her?
Nikki, unfortunately not, you know, and I can't actually take any credit for what the Cape Town team did with that delivery. I remember having a chat with Michelle, and Michelle was saying to the one day, the highlight of Charisse's day was when that MDS delivery was on the way to her, and it was something being delivered, and she just, and I shared this with the team, you know, and it resonated within me when I shared with them and said, you know, we take what we do for granted. Sometimes we don't know what a difference these. We just pick up a parcel in Johannesburg, we deliver it to Cape Town, but we don't know the effect that it has on people, the joy that we actually bring, you know, to little warriors like Charisse, looking forward to getting that delivery, opening up the package, you know. It must have been an awesome experience, you know. And share this with William and the team, William, Marcel Holland, Muter, and Bianca, drummer, who was based at Cape Town. And they took it out of themselves after the story I shared with them to do this enormous gesture, pulling the whole fleet, reshuffling the entire deliveries for the day, just to bring that little added joy into this little life, you know, together with the teddy bear. And only when I saw the video that William shared to me, have I realized what they've done. And it was a totally selfless act from them. You know, and we've been in partnership with the DL Link for close to 2 years. And after that gesture, you know, we vested a lot of more time and effort into making things a lot more simpler for these little cancer warriors. Us being not so small anymore, a medium-sized courier company, doesn't have massive budgets when it comes to advertising and radio ads and those type of things. But what the team further decided was is that we were going to rather, instead of doing that money, you know, glorifying ourselves, we would rather take that and make a difference in these little lives. And that ended up with us also making a significant financial contribution to the DL Link to continue what they're doing, to give them the knowledge also to know that we will continue to support them and back them with whatever they need, as long as we're putting a smile on these little ones' faces.
Mm, wonderful, Dylan. Really just amazing. Before I bring William on and we say goodbye, I'd like to just ask you this teddy bear with the little jersey, the little top, the riding top, and this drive-by parade, you know, to deliver the bear to her mom. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about that. That must have been quite difficult and quite wonderful all at the same time. What was that like? Dylan, are you still with us?
Yeah, sorry, I just lost you there for a second, Nikki. So, yeah, look, the delivery of the bear, I mean, that's something that the entire organization, when we shared the video with them, you know, and like I said, we were all oblivious to what the Cape Town team were doing at the time. And it all hit us hard, you know, and to realize how fortunate we are to, in our day-to-day runnings and what we do, what Charisse was going through, and even more so what her mom was going through, you know. And the unfortunate thing is that our plan was, like Tammy said earlier on, we had a little cycling jersey made for this teddy bear. And this would have been our opportunity to meet with Charisse and her mom for the first time, you know.
Oh, so we
never really got to chat to them.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood. I'm so sorry, Dylan. It was William and his team who drove and delivered it. I thought that you had also done it now when you went to Cape Town and you cycled.
Yes, that was certainly the plan. But you know, like a week before we were scheduled to go around to Cape Town for the race, Charisse sadly passed away. Yeah.
Oh, Dylan. You know, thank you so much. Thank you for coming onto the show. As you say, you and the three others, part of your team, cycling the Argus against the wind, the uphills, the downhills, the corners, life, really. And each corner, each difficulty, bringing your thoughts and your energy and your awareness to 9-year-old Charisse Atti. And there's just nothing more powerful and more beautiful than that. What a way to remember a beautiful soul, an angel who has passed. So, Dylan, thank you for everything, all your generosity, all your support for the DL Link and for this Argus and for sharing your experience with us. We appreciate it.
Only a pleasure, Nikki.
Thank you, Dylan. We are going to, in a moment, William, we're going to be crossing to you, but we're just going to pause for a moment. We can all take a deep breath. It's an emotional moment, and we're going to play a song, but stay with us because William is going to be sharing what that was like, and he's going to tell us a little bit about Charisse because he gave her this beautiful little teddy bear. Stay with us.